In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. A crash in HECM endorsement volume is on the horizon. New tax laws creating issues for some HECM borrowers. Latest HUD changes to the reverse good for the consumer and senior community roadblocks to obtaining a reverse mortgage. You're listening to episode 498 for Monday, January 8th. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. And just a quick announcement. 2017, the year in review for the reverse mortgage. You can find that video at HECMworld.com. Now on to our first story. A crash in HECM endorsement volume is just around the corner, and there are many factors that are contributing. While 2017 logged significantly more endorsements than the prior year, much of that can be attributed to the rush to beat the October 2nd changes with the lower lending ratios and also the change in mortgage insurance premium pricing. Total HECM endorsements for the year 2017 were 56,912 during the calendar year. This according from the most recent data from Reverse Market Insight. They track our industry metrics. Now that is a substantial gain over 2016, which only had 48,794. It should also be noted that industry production remains highly concentrated, with the top 10 HECM lenders representing over 67% of the industry's volume. If history has taught us anything, it is that once our industry has a big rush in endorsements, usually due to product and regulation change, it is followed by a decline in volume, a substantial one. To give you a little perspective on the scope of the rush in HECMs that were put in before the October 2nd changes, we had over 20,000 FHA case numbers issued in the month of September. That is an all-time high for the reverse mortgage industry. However, larger challenges do loom on the horizon. One is the reduction in the principal limit factors. Many had anticipated that HECM lenders would reduce their margins in the effort to soften the blow of the reduced lending ratios. John Lundy, president and founder of Reverse Market Insight, said that the expected rates for the industry have only dropped slightly since the floor rate was reduced from 5% to 3%. That implies that the pricing in the market is basically accepting the majority of the principal limit factor cuts, as opposed to choosing to take an expected rate cut and a margin cut, and avoiding more of a PLF cut, said Lundy. The new Republican-led tax law creates issues for some, but when it comes to state and local taxes, is it a big vexing issue or a nothing burger? And is there something else that we are completely missing? In late 2016, as the Republicans were shaping their tax reform bill, there were many concerns when it came to the deductibility of state and local taxes, commonly referred to by the acronym SALT. The earlier version of the GOP tax bill made no provision for the deductibility of state and local taxes. But after a loud outcry from Democratic leaders representing blue states, a compromise was reached, capping the deduction at $10,000 for the total deductibility of income, property, and sales taxes combined. Now, how does this really apply to reverse mortgage borrowers? Well, let's be honest. While property taxes and insurance are the remaining ongoing financial obligation for HECM borrowers, only a small percentage of today's borrowers would be impacted based on their earnings and their tax brackets. While there has been much hand-wringing about the deductibility of state and local taxes, a larger issue has been completely overlooked, at least by most media outlets, and that is the deductibility of interest for home equity loans. The new tax law does not mention or provide home equity interest as a valid deduction. That could be a huge impact for reverse mortgage borrowers seeking an ultimate deduction of the interest paid over the years in their HECM loan when it is repaid or terminated. And our next story only reinforces my belief that most journalists are either intellectually lazy or do not bother to do research, as evidenced by The Hill's latest article entitled, HUD Changes for Reverse Mortgages, Good for the Consumer. It begins by saying that consumers may benefit from HUD's recent changes to the reverse mortgage and borrowing guidelines. But that was not the intent, says the article. They changed the guidelines to reduce defaults, but the changes are still increasing protections for homeowners by making reverse mortgages more difficult to get. The columnists also incorrectly state that the new rules require reverse mortgage borrowers now to pay an upfront fee of 2% on their loan, as opposed to the former 0.5% for new borrowers. And that is completely wrong, as we know. It was 2.5% as far as the upfront FHA insurance premium for those who were taking out more than a 60% first-year distribution. But the columnists believe that these changes are good because they make the reverse mortgage less enticing, and that, in their opinion, is a good thing. So they erect a straw man and knock it down, saying that reverse mortgages are, in almost every circumstance, a poor mechanism for conserving family wealth. Well, yes, of course, that is not the goal of a reverse mortgage. It was never intended or designed to pass on equity to the heirs. The home equity conversion mortgage was designed for the older homeowner, the parents. You know, the ones who made the mortgage payments for 30 years and improved the home? Yes, for them to consume the equity, not to pass it on to their children. Perhaps the columnists at The Hill missed that memo. In addition, they also put forth the change in the maximum deduction of state and local taxes. Well, here's the truth. Most seniors are not itemizing on their tax returns. Yes, no Schedule A for many of your borrowers. And for critics, you can go out and check. In fact, truth be told, more seniors than ever before will no longer be taking itemized deductions because of the increase in the standard deduction for both single and married filers. And in our last story, it came as a surprise, at least to me, that many senior communities actually have erected serious roadblocks for individuals to get a reverse mortgage. For 2.5 years, John and Dina Baird have been trying to get a reverse in their home in Sun City, Arizona. It's a 55 and over community. To be quite candid with you, when I'm down to one fixed income, I can't live here, said Dina Baird, a retired dental assistant and mother of four, according to her statements made to Reverse Mortgage Daily. Now, RMD brought the story of potential borrowers who have been stymied by the so-called free assumability restriction, and that relates to the transfer of housing title. Sun City is one of the nation's largest and most notable senior planned communities. Here is a situation that seniors who are living in these communities may find themselves in. They are required to pay a fee anywhere between $3,000 and $3,500 to the private recreation company that oversees and also maintains shared recreation facilities, such as golf courses, pools, and community centers. And the fee even applies when title is being transferred to heirs or children who may inherit the home. But FHA will not insure properties that have these recreation covenants. Why? Because the agency would be on the hook to maintain the facilities that are not connected with the real property itself. All which means that the residents of these senior plan communities will be unable to obtain a loan that is insured by FHA, whether it be a traditional or a reverse. This summer, the Department of Housing and Urban Development actually rescinded the free assumability restriction for condominiums, but not for standalone homes. Today, there is a standoff. Who will blink first? Michael Whitting, Sun City's general manager, told Reverse Mortgage Daily his group does not intend to change its policies or bylaws. And instead, they're putting the ball in HUD's court to work on their updating of their requirements. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. For our latest commentary and analysis, go to heckamworld.com. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or find us at reversefocus.com. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you here again next week.